Sachtas Makis Par Gimel Mishnah Hey Hake Reach Karcha Biroishai. So if someone makes a bald spot on his head, he tears out some of the hairs because he's grieving over someone who died. The Hamakif Pas Roishai, or someone cuts off his pace, he rounds out the edges of his head by cutting off his sideburns. The Hamashkis Pasakanai, or he shaves off his beard in a manner that he destroys the edges of the beard, meaning he uses a razor. Or he makes a cut in the skin because he's grieving over someone who died. So in all these cases, the person is chayiv. He's chayiv malchus for these things. Let's say he made one cut over five different people who died. Or five cuts for one person who died. He gets a separate lav of malchus for each one of these. So meaning, even though he did only one lav, by making, let's say, one cut, so since it's over separate mesim, it's considered a separate lav for each one, and he gets a separate set of malchus. Now we talk about payas, is ala roish shtayim, pa'asa roish is two, there's two, one on this side, one on that side, achas mikan, achas mikan, you get a separate malchus for each one, bala zakan, if he destroys his beard, so shtayim mikan, shtayim mikan, achas milamata, there's five corners, two on each side and one on the bottom. Rebbe Lezer says, "I'm not like kulei ka'achas. If he did it all in one shot, ainei chayiv ala achas. He only gets one set of malchus. He holds it's all under the same lav. All five places are included under one lav, and therefore, if he destroys all of them at one time, he only did one lav." Be'ainei chayiv. So now we go back to the Chachamim. You're only chayiv if you do it with a razor. He has to shave his beard off with a razor, because that's, number one, it's typically used for shaving, and number two, it destroys the hair. So you need two conditions. It has to be normally used for shaving, and it destroys the hair. It cuts the hair at the root, so a scissor would not be a problem. Rabbi Lezer, even if he uses a tweezer or a plane, which is a tool used for wood, still, he is chayiv because he holds that that's also derech to go ahead and use that for shaving. Mishnah Vav. Hakosev ksuvais kakav. Someone makes a tattoo, meaning he cuts into the skin and he puts in a dye. So he's chayiv malchus. Kasav alai kakav. Let's say he only wrote, but he didn't cut. Kakav alai kasav, where he used ink, but he didn't. He scratched, but he did not write on it. Ene chayiv achi yichta v'yikakeya. He has to do both. He has to cut and he has to insert the dye, and he could use bidyoy, he could use black ink, he could use blue ink, anything that leaves a mark. You're not chayv unless you write the name of an idol in the cut. So he learns out of that pasuk, since it finishes off with an ani Hashem, the only chayv if you make the name of an idol in the tattoo. Otherwise, stamp for other types of writings. There's no din of malchus. Have a good day.